This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Jim Larranaga is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Of course, the former head coach at the University of Miami men's basketball team. He's a inductee at the University of Miami Hall of Fame. He joins us on Thursdays, talk a little hoops. He's joining us today from Boston, up there for his grandson's graduation, correct?
That's correct, Hawk, where it's a beautiful 35 to 45 degrees. It's freezing, raining. They've had to move the graduation from outdoors to indoors. We're going to the Boston College campus. And unbelievable. I can't wait to get back home.
Yep. That, you know, that's my story because I grew up in Chicago. And then my dad suggested we visit the University of Miami campus in December. He knew what he was doing. We walked around that campus in Coral Gables in December, got back to O'Hare. It was snowing. And he said, I don't know about you, but if I was 17 years old and I could go anywhere for the next 4 years, I'd be going right to Miami. And I never even visited another school. I thought I was going to go to Ithaca or Syracuse. We walked around that Coral Gables campus. I said, I'm a UM guy. And then after a couple of years down at UM, I stopped going back to Chicago during the breaks. I said, I'm a South Florida guy for life. So I don't miss that weather at all.
One of my best friends from New York visited Miami back in my era, loved it, wanted to commit there, went back home, and Bob Cousy was waiting for him in his house with his dad, and he ended up signing with Boston College. So
difference. I mean, you can recruit with the weather, that's great, but then you got Bob Cousy sitting in your living room. That's not a bad answer to the good weather. So Jim Larranaga, we were talking earlier about the carryover effect. When you have, and you've coached for so long, you have a victory and it is snatched away in the final minutes, and it's done so through an unbelievable comeback, then a ridiculous shot that goes in. Is there a carryover effect to the next game? Is this like an emotional burden now for the New York Knicks that may be impossible to overcome?
Okay, so I'm going to go back in history to 2006 when my George Mason team was facing the number one seed, the University of Connecticut, Jim Calhoun's great team. They had five NBA players in their lineup. We're up two with 5 seconds to go, and our best free throw shooter got fouled, and he has to just make a free throw or two, right, to win the game. He misses the first. Connecticut gets the rebound, goes the length of the court, makes a layup, and puts the game in overtime. And the arena, which was going crazy for George Mason, was deadly silent. My players walked over to me so discouraged that we didn't win in regulation. And so what I said, and I want you to listen to this is word for word. I said, look, guys, we didn't play great defense for 5 seconds. We need to now play great defense for 5 minutes. But you know what? There isn't any place on earth I'd rather be than playing the University of Connecticut with a chance to go to the Final Four. Where else would you rather be? Thank goodness they didn't say, I'd rather be in the locker room after a win.
because you had no answer for that.
We won in overtime to get to the Final Four, my first as a head coach. But here's the thing. If I'm Tom Thibodeau and his staff and you look at the game and you really feel like, hey, we basically beat these guys for 46 minutes. We played a bad 2 minutes. I'd be showing them Halliburton's choke sign and saying, we let this guy do this in our arena. We got a little payback coming tomorrow night. All right. Let them go back to Indiana with a split 1-1, but us go with vengeance in our mind. Because I've seen this too many times in the NBA playoffs where the team, and I believe the Miami Heat was one, they lost game one and then went on to win the championship. I know the Lakers got blasted in Boston one time, went back. I think, what was it called? Some kind of name they had for it. The Massacre, the Boston Massacre. That's what it was. And then the Lakers went back and won the next games and won the series. So I love Solana's a big Knicks fan. You could tell that by the first segment. Solana was out there pumping up those Knicks boys. You guys are choke artists. Anyway, I think come tomorrow night, we're going to find out exactly who's the better team that night. Because you're not the same every night. You don't shoot the ball the same way. You don't defend the same way. You don't even coach the same way. You might come with different strategies, different matchups. You might go zone. You might start picking up full court. You might trap the ball screens. There are so many things that have to be decided between game one and game two. So this series is a long ways from over because these two teams are so evenly matched. One of my great successes as a coach was to bring Rick Carlisle from the University of Maine to the University of Virginia, and get us to the Final Four his senior year and then help him get to the NBA. And here's a guy who goes small in the fourth quarter, much like the Golden State Warriors were doing throughout the playoffs. He took the big fella out, Miles Turner, who I recruited at the University of Miami, took him out and said, we're going to go smaller and quicker. So now what's Thibodeau going to do? Oh, what? You look at Jalen Brunson. Did he have a bad night? I think 43 is pretty darn good. I mean, what kind of game will he have in game two? So we just don't know what's going to happen. All the experts think they know. Oh, they'll be deflated. The series is over. Or maybe just wishing that, you know?
Certainly Solana is wishing that. Would you have given a speech right after that game to the team, or do you let them stew and simmer in it for a while and save that for the next day or the pregame speech before, you know, tomorrow night's game? Like, do you like, obviously that team is deflated when they walk into the locker room. They just lost. They had a game. So now they're deflated in the locker room. Do you take that moment right there to pump them up, or do you just let them have some time?
No. First of all, the one thing you're not going to do is tear into him. You're not going to be the one calling him choke artist. And at least in my opinion, that would not work at all. If you destroy your team after the game and hoping that they'll bounce back from you tearing them apart. No, I think you let the hurt, the disappointment, the frustration settle. You give them some words of wisdom, like, hey, that's game one. That's behind us. We got to get ready for game two. Let's meet tomorrow at 2:00. Now, 2:00 shows up. You and your staff have worked all morning long, maybe even after the game, met and trying to figure out your game plan. And then go into the meeting upbeat and say, okay, that's one. We need to get this next one. We've got only one game to prepare for. We get that. Now the series is tied. So I think that. And frankly, in my own opinion, that is what will happen.
The actual shot that Tyrese Halliburton hits, Coach, before it takes the wild bounce up and it falls in, his decision as a head coach to take, I think it was Mikal Bridges, but I'm not remembering right now, off the dribble, stop in the paint despite having the dribble on the defender, and turn around, literally his back to the basket now with 2 seconds left, and take a step back contested jumper. As a coach, you're watching that and you're thinking, what? Like, oh my God, that is the dumbest thing I've ever seen until the shot goes in?
Exactly. What are you doing? Are you a crazy man? Hey, you could have got a layup, you could have got fouled, and you're backing up to shoot a three. And then, by the way, you didn't shoot a three. You shot the longest two of all time. So, and how high did it bounce? You know, it hits the back rim and goes like 10 more feet in the air. It didn't go up a foot. The backboard is 3 feet above the rim, so 13 feet. It went above the backboard and drops cleanly through the net. Right, here's the funny thing. We wouldn't even be talking about it if it bounced off. I mean, that they would have lost by two. And everybody would be saying, oh, they got lucky, they got close, but we knew the Knicks were going to win all the time. No, no one knows what's going to happen. This is reality TV at its best because you definitely don't know what's happening next.
You've coached everywhere. You've coached at Madison Square Garden before. Is there something special about basketball in that arena? And then I also want to ask you, aside from the Watsco Center, where was your favorite place to coach?
Okay, well, yes, Madison Square Garden's history, and it's called the Mecca for a reason. It's really almost like the birthplace of college basketball and NBA basketball, because everybody in the world knows the arena, Madison Square Garden. You know, a lot of these other arenas change names throughout their history, but everybody knows Madison Square Garden. And my first game again in Madison Square Garden, Solana, do you know who it was against? It was talked about earlier.
Providence?
Well, Providence played who?
UConn? I'm
UCLA
guessing.
UCLA with Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Wow.
1969. And we almost had him. We only lost by like 14 or 15. We didn't have one of those Indiana Pacer comebacks, but it was a great experience for me and my teammates, the crowd and everything. Kareem's team won the Holiday Festival, which what that tournament was called. But I've coached and played in some incredible arenas. I would say one of the great experiences for anybody is to play at Duke's Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Oh, yeah.
Or North Carolina's the Dean Dome. Two different, very, very different environments. Duke, the fans stand for the whole game. The student section stands for the whole game. It's such a crowded facility that the intensity and the energy in the building is nothing like you feel in any other arena.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
But then Carolina's is like you're at the Masters. It's 23,000 people just smiling and happy to be there. But it doesn't have that same dramatic effect that you get at Cameron. But it's still
Cameron. They're right on top of you, right? They're like right on top of you.
It's spread out all over the place. You know, 23,000 people, and it was built back in the 1980s. It's a beautiful facility. One of the great pleasures, if you ever get a chance to go to the Dean Dome, is to walk the concourse, because they have the history of Carolina basketball, the teams, the players, the NBA guys that program has produced. So it's like a walk around the Hall of Fame, you know, Michael Jordan and James Worthy, Sam Perkins, you know, going way back to Phil Ford and Mitch Kupchak, you know, just a great history.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wins MVP yesterday. Did he deserve it? The other side, I guess, of the argument would be Jokic.
Yeah, you know, both of them are great candidates. Both of them are deserving. But I always vote for the team that wins. No, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
One team is still playing, yeah.
Yeah, one team wins the Western Conference, best record in NBA basketball, and he's the best player on the best team. That's who you vote for. That's who I would have voted for.
There was a lot of conjecture yesterday after he won the MVP and the game the prior night, Coach, about how he manipulates his body to absorb contact and draw fouls. And a lot of people would call him a free throw merchant and say that, you know, he's not necessarily the best player. He's just great at drawing fouls. Do you see that around the league, not only in the NBA, but in college basketball as well? And is that something that is a skill? Just somebody understanding how to absorb contact and get to the free throw line?
Yeah, that's like saying in baseball, a guy gets on base all the time. Oh, he walks. He's not that good a hitter. He gets on base all the time. You know, one of the reasons they walk those great hitters, because if you throw him good pitches, he's going to hit singles, doubles, triples, and home runs. And Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, if you don't foul him, he's going to make the shot. The reason he's able to draw those fouls is he's so good at doing the three things that I tell all players you have to be able to do in basketball. Now, listen to these three. The first thing, you got to be able to control yourself physically, mentally, and emotionally. Right. If you get frustrated, angry at the refs or teammates or your coach, what have you. No, you got to be in control of yourself. The second is you got to be able to control your defender, because the defense is actually at a disadvantage. You have the ball. You know where you're going. They don't. Now, if they can switch that and put the pressure on you, is they can force you where you don't want to go, then they win that matchup. So you got to control yourself, control your defender, and then control the other eight guys on the court. And what do I mean by that? Well, you'll see those great players like SGA. He'll be passing the ball and getting assists. How many assists did he have? He's getting everybody else involved. So while you have to worry about him, you can't just worry about him and double team, because he'll find the open man. So he's constantly putting his defender in a bad position. Do you know what I tell my players at Miami every day in practice? Look at everybody that plays basketball jumps for shot fakes. If you fake and get a guy out of position, he's going to try to block your shot, draw the foul. One of the great skills you can have in basketball is getting fouled. If you can get fouled a lot, you're a terrific player. And SGA is one heck of an NBA player.
Real quick, Coach, because I know you got to go and we're up against a break. I saw you in Jorge Mas's suite at the Inter-Miami game the other night. Was that your first Inter-Miami game?
No. You know, Jose and I and Jorge, we go way back to 2006, 2007 at the Michael Jordan Fantasy Camp. We became friends. I've known those guys the last 20 years. Jose reached out and invited my wife and I to the box, to the owner's box. We sat there right next to what do they call it? The pitch.
What do they call it?
The pitch. That's what I meant. You know, we sat right on the pitch and loved the game. Loved watching Inter Miami play. Unfortunately, they didn't win that night. But we're big fans of Inter Miami and big fans of the Mas brothers.
I have to ask: were you able to try the brownies there?
Yeah, we had a couple of desserts, by the way.
Because I went to the Inter-Miami game. I've gone twice this year, but I've sat in this club area where it's unlimited food. It's the single greatest. I'm not a huge brownie guy. It's the single greatest brownie I've ever had in my life. I'm thinking about getting season tickets next year just because of the brownies, and I'm curious if you had them.
My wife and I each had one. You know, have you ever been to the University of Miami baseball stadium, Alex Rodriguez Park?
Sure.
You got to get a shake.
Oh, I love the shake. I get the Josie. Joe Zagacki's shake.
Yeah, those things are awesome. Every place you go, you gotta find your best food. You know, like
exactly
maybe
right.
For you, peanut butter and jelly sandwiches you might be asking for, but not me.
I know it's not going to be you asking for a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You're up in Boston for your grandson's graduation. Did you go anywhere to eat special in Boston?
We ate at Legal Seafoods today, and we ate at a place called Strega's, a very nice Italian joint in downtown Boston last night. Great. Oh, the food in Boston is to die for. No question about that.
Yeah, weather is terrible, but the food is great.
Yeah.
All right. Enjoy your grandson's graduation. We appreciate your time. Congratulate him for us. And next time you're going to Jorge Mas's suite at Inter Miami, ask for another couple of tickets, you know, for your friends Hockman and Crowder.
All right, guys. Good talking as always.
Appreciate it, Coach. Coach Jim Larrañaga, he joins us on Thursdays on this program.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.